Hi, I'm Harry Reeder, Senior Pastor at Briarwood Presbyterian Church. It's Friday, and it's time for another slice of fresh bread. We're going to take a couple of days to work our way through John chapter 11. It's the death of Lazarus and the resurrection of Lazarus and how Jesus uses this to teach us. John chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. Now a certain man was ill, Lazarus of Bethany, the village of Mary and her sister Martha. It was Mary who anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother Lazarus was ill. So the sisters sent to him, saying, "Lord, he whom you love is ill." But when Jesus heard it, he said, "This illness does not lead to death. It is for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Where is Jesus? He's been in Jerusalem, and he has had this extraordinary ministry and all of these encounters that took place on his second visit to Jerusalem. He has left Jerusalem. He's a wanted man. I mean, wanted dead or alive. But he has left, and he has gone all the way back to where he had begun his ministry earlier when he had been baptized by John at a place called Bethany beyond the Jordan. And while he is at Bethany beyond the Jordan, he gets a message from the Bethany back by Jerusalem. Don't get confused. It was about 3 miles from Jerusalem, and it is there at Bethany that there is a family that had become very close to Jesus, and that family is made up of 3 siblings, Mary, Martha, and Lazarus. Mary is the one who anointed Jesus with the ointment that was so costly that Judas would speak up and say, "I can't believe this waste of money for something like this." And Jesus says, "She's anointing me for my burial." Well, Lazarus becomes ill. Mary and Martha immediately send messengers all the way to Bethany, cross the Jordan, at least a 2-day journey by foot. They make their way over there to see Jesus and to tell him that he's on death's doorstep. But when Jesus heard it, Jesus just calmly says, "This illness does not lead to death. It's for the glory of God, so that the Son of God may be glorified through it." Every believer, the Bible says, will not die, yet we do face death. Well, what that is telling us is 2 things. Number one, we will not face a second death. The second death is eternal in the lake of fire. And even the first death will not be a death to an end. It will be a death to a destination, and therefore declare the glory of God. That's why Paul likes to use the phrase sleep. He's not teaching some exotic mythical notion of soul sleep. What he is saying is this: the death of a believer, he won't use the Greek word thanatos, separation. No, because Jesus has won the victory over death. When believers die, God is glorified because their death is their doorway to be translated into the presence of God. And when Jesus comes back, that body will be raised to have a glorified body that cannot be touched with sin, nor can it sin, for all of eternity. Our deaths are triumphant transformations into the presence of the Lord. That's what I want you to see in this text, that it has an application to you and me as well. Death, where is your sting? Where is your victory? Sting of death is a law, but we are not under the penalties of the law any longer. We are under the glorious triumph of God's grace in Jesus Christ. So when you look at Lazarus' death and his resurrection, it is anticipating the glorious multiple truths that we who are dead in sins will be raised to newness of life in Christ. And when we set aside this physical body, we will be present with the Lord to the glory of God. And when Jesus comes again, this body will be raised, and the second death is dismissed because Jesus has redeemed us, and we will be with the Lord forever with a new body in a new heavens and a new earth. Well, I hope and pray this has been encouraging to you. We won't be together Saturday and Sunday, but you'll be with the Lord's people, won't you? Find where God's word is preached, be a part of that local congregation, and worship the Lord with the people of God. We'll get together on Monday for another slice of fresh bread as we walk our way through John chapter 11.
For additional resources from Harry Reeder, download the Briarwood PCA app from your app store.